and welcome to Love It or Weave It, where we let you know if we love an anime enough to recommend it to everyone, or if it's just for the worst of the weeps. I'm Annie, and I think Hunter x Hunter is great, and Jeff is bad.
I'm Jeff, and I think Hunter x Hunter is just okay, and it never knows how to resolve the things that it spends episodes and episodes building up.
Listen.
Today, we're sampling the first three episodes of a different show, Toilet Bound Hanako-kun, which is streaming subtitled on Hulu and subtitled and dubbed on Funimation Now. So, Annie, what is this show about? It's about toilets, right?
No, it's absolutely not about toilets, and I hate you so much. It's about a school. It's about a school, Kamone Academy, that has seven wonders or seven mysteries, and one of them is Hanako-san, and that Hanako-san's said to occupy the third stall of the third floor girls' bathroom in the old school building, and Hanako-san will grant any wish when you summon them. And so Nene Yashiro, this girl who wants a boy to love her, goes and like asks Hanako to grant her wish, and then she's like, oh wow, it's a boy. It's a boy ghost. How shocking. And that's the synopsis.
Yeah, so I guess the central twist to the synopsis is that she thinks it's Hanako-san, but it's Hanako-kun. OMG.
Oh my god. It's, you know, I thought it would be cuter. I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought this would be cuter. That's why.
we'll get into that. I went to talk a little bit about the production background of the show. So this is based on a shonen manga by an artist named Iro Aida, which has been running in a monthly manga magazine since 2014. It has 12 volumes out in Japanese, 9 volumes out in English from Yen Press. They seem to be a relatively new author. The stuff they did before this manga, it seems like, was just a one shot and some token Rambu doujin, I think. I was surprised to realize when I looked it up that it's a monthly series, because I would have guessed, especially from the first episode, this was a 4-coma. And actually, I haven't really read many 4-coma. They might be monthly as well. But anyway, looking into it, it was like, it's not 4-coma. It's a standard shonen manga format. And the studio is hard to pronounce. Lurch. It's spelled Lurche.
Lurch. Lurche.
It's spelled Lurche. It's a German word that means lark. And in Japanese, it's pronounced Raruke. So I don't know how to pronounce German. I looked it up and it was cool. Lurke? I don't know. Whatever. They've done a bunch of different series. Some of the ones that I found notable were Assassination Classroom, Danganronpa 3, Radiant, Astro Lost in Space, and which I all thought were like fine adaptations from what I understood. Like,
hey, I like Ass Class.
No, I think Assassination Classroom, the series, is great, but I don't think anyone like praises the anime for being an amazing adaptation. Like, all those seem to be series that are like, oh yeah, they adapt the source material well. Except for Danganronpa 3, which I guess does not have direct source material. But they also have some more, I thought, critically beloved series that they worked on, like School Live, Scum's Wish, and Given.
Which, okay, I get your point now when you say Given, because it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's a fine adaptation. They could have improved in many areas. But story-wise, great.
Yeah, because they didn't come up with the story. But anyway.
Yes, exactly.
So that's kind of my impression of this studio, is that they do good quality stuff, but not like things that are really known for being an amazing adaptation or particularly inspiring as an adaptation. The director of the series is Masaomi Ando, who has worked on Astro Lost in Space, Scum's Wish, and School Live. They don't seem to be that well known. They are on Twitter and only have 181 followers. And I thought it's cute that their Twitter banner is still Astro Lost in Space. And they seem like one of the most recent tweets had a single like, and it was just like them being humbled that Hanako was on the cover of Animage magazine. So I don't know. It's a cute story. And the series composition is by Yasuhiro Nakanishi, who did series composition for Kaguya-sama and also did scripts for some other series like Carol on Tuesday, Rakugo Shinju.
Hell yeah.
Idol 7 and one of the worst of the Digimon Tri movies.
Ooh.
So, I don't know. Judging from all that, I kind of expected a mixed bag. I didn't really know what to expect. I did not expect much of a like artful adaptation. And mm-hmm. now I guess we're kind of transitioning to general thoughts. But I think that's kind of... I'm not overwhelmed, but I am really impressed with the adaptation choices and the animation style. I think it's really cute, but I really like a lot of the animation details, like the really thick lines, the artful framing. There's lots of interesting direction in ways, like taking scenes mm-hmm. that are pretty standard dialogue scenes, but making them more interesting and engaging. But I'm not like 100% sold on the story, but I'm intrigued yeah. so far. What do you think?
I wanted it to be cuter or spookier. Mm. It just like walked this weird middle line that I didn't find it cute and charming, and I didn't find it like a spooky mystery that I wanted to know more about. It was kind of just, without spoiling anything, it's just like obviously Nene meets Hanako and they're just, it was immediate and it's like, hi, I'm a ghost. Oh, cool. Hi. And it's, and it wasn't, and like, he's just like a normal kid who's not spooky even a little. And the story just really didn't grab me. It had cute moments and funny moments, but honestly, I was mostly annoyed.
Yeah. So I guess this isn't spoiling things too much, but like, the big counterbalance to everything I said about it being cute and everything is that like the creepiness is like very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how evident it is from like series key art for the anime, but I had actually seen the manga for the series when I was in Japan. Like volume one was like prominently displayed because the anime was airing. And I did not know it was for this series. I thought it was for some creepy, etchy thing. Cause like,
yep.
Hanako-kun on the cover is just like, I forget exactly the pose. I think it's like imitating the thing he does in the first episode where he eats the mermaid scale.
Spoiler.
If you haven't seen the show, that doesn't mean anything. And it's just very much like, I can't even articulate what is creepy about it, but it's just very creepy.
Well, it's creepy because he looks like a yes. little boy. Because he is, and she looks like a really little girl.
It's funny because the show has gags about like him pulling out like a dirty magazine, and in those scenes, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, this is like not that etchy or not that like naughty, but it's in just like the way he poses frequently that I'm like, oh no, this is like a pervy little child. That
yeah, I don't want it to be naughty, gross.
Not
yeah, it's uncomfortable for me a lot of the time watching it because Nene like really, she just seems so much younger. Like I know he's young too, I mean he's a ghost, but she acts like a little kid, and the other people around them or around her specifically, I don't think they appear as young. Maybe it has something to do with how big they draw her giant eyes.
Oh yeah, maybe. Because she is, like, the third character comes into play is younger than her. But
yeah.
He does not give off the impression of being as young as she is.
Yeah. All right, well, without talking about how creepy it is, generally, it does have a lot of, like, funny moments and, like, funny elements to it. But a lot of them feel like it's kind of, like... trope jokes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing, like even the spooky creepy aspects of it are like 100% trope territory. Like the whole idea of like, oh, our school has seven wonders, and like it's, I mean, I don't know where the line, where you can draw the line between, you know, like yokai ghost stories and tropes, but like this feels like it's somewhere in between, because like, I mean, I guess I don't know. It just feels like, oh man, what if there were seven wonders at our school?
Yeah, the tone just doesn't, I feel like it needed to commit to either being a comedy that has like ghost elements in it, or just being like a spooky ghost story that has the occasional funny moments, but it's just, it doesn't do either. But the art's cute.
See, I guess my tolerance is higher because I don't love spooky things. I think this is like the upper limit of spooky that I would enjoy. So I'm like, I think the balance of spooky and funny, the balance of spooky and humor is fine. The only thing that I consider a drawback is the creepy Hanako poses and the, I don't know. It's just not like, I think it's nice and kind of promising, but not like, oh man, this is like solid gold. You need to go watch it.
Yeah. This is something that I would want to watch more of before I recommended it to anyone. At the end of episode 3, or like, I guess in the middle of episode 3, I was like, this is more what I wanted. And this is going in a direction that I like. It's just like more supernatural. And if it gets better from there.
I didn't see either of the supernatural boys.
Oh my God. anyways, so Jeff's being murdered. The podcast is canceled. Episode 3, I feel like, really headed in a direction I wanted it to go, and it was spookier and had, like, an actual goal. Mm-hmm. And if it goes on from there and, like, commits to that direction, I might end up liking the show. But as of right now, like, I'm not going to tell anyone to watch it. I would actively tell people not to watch it because it's so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are some aspects of the show I find really interesting, and I'm excited to talk about those more when we get into spoilers, but yeah, I would definitely not give this an unqualified recommendation. It would be a very qualified on the basis of, like, I think someone would have to be pretty versed in anime tropes to not find this really creepy and off-putting. Or, like, I wish I could just better articulate how much his mouth and his eyes, it's his eyes, it's really his eyes. Like, they're always just posed in the exact right angle to just
creep you out. I wasn't that bothered by him. I was more bothered by Nene. Mm. So I guess we just hate, we hate different characters. All right. So generally, without any spoilers, would not recommend.
Yeah.
Wee bit. Just for the worst. I guess if you like kind of jokes about anime tropes and are okay with them being children and kind of weird, then sure. But go for it, weeb. But I'm not going to recommend that to, like, anyone else.
Yeah, I think, I'm definitely also going to weeb it behind. But I'd say I'd recommend to people who...
Oh, my God.
Are interested in a mix of spooky and of spooky comedy. I don't know. I think also if you're on the fence about it, given what we've talked about, I think it's worth keeping your ear tuned and just seeing what people say about it by the end of the season. Because I think there's a possibility that it goes in a really interesting direction, and there's a possibility that it is just completely forgettable and no one remembers the show a couple years from now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Spoiler time.
So I'm going to do a quick rundown of the episodes we watched. So in episode 1, Yashiro is sad that Hanako isn't Moaning Mortal. She accidentally becomes a mermaid to get Senpai to notice her and is saved, ? By Hanako.
He saves her.
Saves her with, like, a binding, not contract, but, like, they're bound together for life against her will.
Well, he said, don't eat it. And she was like, cool, I'm immediately going to swallow it.
So once she ate it, then everything she gets is deserved. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Cause she's a fool. He's like, hey, don't eat that. And she's like, cool, I'm going to eat it. And then he's like, that was dumb. And she's like, you're a liar, and runs away. And I was like, oh girl, I hope you die. Wow. Like, I hope this is the end for you. Cause you deserve it. I don't want to hear about your story anymore.
Oh boy. So in episode 2, Yashiro investigates a scary ghost that turns out to be cute bunnies, learns about the power of gaslighting yokai, and meets the third character in the series, Keyart. And then in episode 3, the three of them search for missing students by climbing stairs and fighting scissors. Yeah.
Great. Good recap.
I think the third guy, Ko, he's cute, but also...
Mm-hmm. get out of here. He's a child.
No, that's why I said cute. I did not say hot. I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
Can I tell you? Oh my God. Can I tell you? I was really confused because when I looked up his name, his name is Minamoto, which is the guy, also the same name as the guy that Yashiro liked in like the first two episodes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they're either cousins or brothers. I didn't look into it that hard. I'm not going to lie to you. But one's Ko and one's Teru.
Because he does mention his brother at one point.
Okay, then they're probably brothers. And then they're in an exorcist clan. Like, their family. Like, their family's all exorcists.
That's normal. What's weird about that?
Shut up. Can I tell you, I hate Ko's stupid earring.
Wow. Someone hates fashion. I'm looking it up now.
Yes, it's dumb. It's like it's a charm. Like a good luck charm or...
Oh, yeah.
Go away, evil.
When I tried looking up...
Charm.
Like, his name...
I don't know. I'm ignorant.
When I tried looking up his name on the Wikipedia article, I saw, like, a note... Like, the bit of character information that I had on Wikipedia was that, like, apparently it's a running gag that people make fun of his charm.
Well, good. He deserves it. Drag him to hell. Well, oop, he did.
Yeah, okay, so what are some other things about that we didn't talk about? We didn't really mention the opening. The opening's really nice. It's a banger.
The opening's good. I like the opening. It's not easy breezy from Eizouken, but it's fine.
I don't love easy breezy that much.
Get out. That's the one thing I liked about that. That's not the one thing. It's the main thing.
I also just appreciate the general sound and the music and sound design in the series, because it feels like it fits the spooky vibe. And like I was talking about, that the interesting direction and style throughout, there are a lot of cues from Utena. I forget, have you seen Utena?
Nope. I'm ignorant.
I haven't seen all of it, so I'm also a fake anime fan. But like the way that basically, I'm trying to remember the scene in the second episode when Nene is like, when Yashiro is imagining the prince coming to save her, and there's like a floral like painting frame put in front of the screen and stuff, like that's very Utena. The entire like framing of episodes with showing like people from the school spreading rumors is also very Utena. There's, I think it was one of Ikuhara's budget saving techniques to just have a couple seconds per episode of just silhouettes talking about rumors.
Oh, I was, you know, see, I saw the flower thing, and I'm such like a new wave weeb, I guess, that I was like, oh, Ouran.
I guess it's, I mean, it's also the fact that Hanako is like the part of the joke that it's like such a girly, it's supposed to be such a girly name because it's like the kanji is flower and girl or flower and child, but Ko is a very feminine ending of a name. So it's like a very feminine name that he has.
Yeah. And he's in the girl's bathroom. I don't see, I need to know, because in the end or in episode 3, they were talking about how that one ghost who like kidnapped everybody's friends near the art room, she haunts like that fourth step because she was cut up and murdered there. And I'm like, okay, typical ghost shit. And then I was like, wait a second. Why is Hanako in the girl's bathroom? Is that where... Was he murdered in the girl's bathroom? What was he doing in there?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But he looks fine. He doesn't look like he got killed, but... I don't know. And I don't know what's up with his little ghost guards. They're like minions. They're cute, but...
I forget what there's a Japanese word for them, and I've already forgotten it. The little floaty things.
All right, weeb.
Floaty guys.
Yeah. the little floaty guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a thing they're going for with each of the wonders being themed around a number. Like, he's in the third bathroom or whatever, and the second one is... Oh, no. They definitely talk about Misaki being the second.
But, yeah, because, yeah, he called her number 2.
Yeah, it's number 2, but it's the fourth step.
And she's on the fourth step. He's in the third stall in the third floor, but he's number 7.
Okay, never mind. Because
I think so. I think he said on the phone call, like, hi, number two, it's number seven, remember? And she was like, anyways, find my arm.
That's me. I say that all the time. Then the fourth step thing might just be a pun about she being the kanji for death.
Yeah, who knows? Not me.
I thought it was really cute that, so did you notice that when they show the like students spreading, like talking about rumors, and they're like, ne, ne, shiteru, and her name is Nene. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Cute.
So this is the thing that I think is really interesting and promising about the series. And I think it's a really cool concept and has a lot of potential to be about the power of spreading rumors or like her spreading rumors being crucial to how these like yokai find rest. And just the idea that like the rumors being what informs how they act. And I think there's a lot of potential there. And I think it's really cool when I think about it as like being about creating your own narratives, that like she comes into the series accepting whatever else, the rumors that everyone else spreads. And maybe by the end of the series is her, you know, like spreading her own stories and pointing things out into the world.
Yeah. I thought it was cute. I definitely thought it was nice, or I guess she was nice when she immediately was like, I know you just tried to kill me, but I'll spread a nice rumor so you don't have to act like that anymore. Because, like, they're being forced to do it. But I also, like, don't know how that rumor... I want to know how these rumors, like, evolved. Because they're like, oh, we've been here for centuries. Just chilling. And I'm like, well, if you were just chilling, then this rumor wouldn't have happened.
I mean, I think what's it makes up? Sense.
So what's the truth?
Like... I remember plenty of ghost story rumors when I was a kid in school, and none of them were based on actual things that happened. So I think the imagination can just...
Guess you went to a school full of liars. For the most part, this made me very uncomfortable, and I didn't enjoy most of this show. And I was like, if I didn't have to watch episode 3, I wouldn't be at this point.
Wait, so what's the most uncomfortable part of it?
Just how, like, a lot of the jokes are kind of, like, at Yashiro's expense. Like, she's, and, like, making fun of her, like, having daikon legs, or, I don't know, kind of, like, not having big boobs.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of stuff. And I was like, you are drawn so young. Because, like, is it supposed to be a high school?
I believe she's supposed to be high school and the ex just guy is supposed to be middle school.
Okay, yeah. So, like, it makes me uncomfortable that she looks so young.
Yeah.
And, like, I know it's high school, but, like, she looks like she could be, like, 8. And she talks like she could be,
it's
like,
it's, like, 8. Extreme moe.
Yeah, it's, like, super moe, and I hate it. And I think that's my biggest problem with it. Some of it was funny, but for the most part, I don't know. It was just not funny enough for me to excuse their nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like, there was funny moments, like, when she's like, oh, I did all these feminine things so the guy I liked would like me because he only likes feminine girls. And so she's, like, gardening, and then she, like, aggressively... like hits the ground with like a shovel or like a pick or something, and he's like, all right, so that's not very feminine. And I thought that was funny. And then she gives her crush like vegetables instead of flowers because she grows vegetables, and everyone thought it was like a weird mystery, like a fox had left it for him, because she left a vague note like, thanks for the other day. And, like, those things in episode 1 were pretty funny.
Yeah,
but...
like, that was definitely the part of the show that confused me, because I was like, this feels like a 4-coma, a just, like, gag series. Yeah. That's like, because it seemed like it was being framed that way. It was, like there were title cards and everything. Like, here's this joke, and then the joke would play out, and then it's like, here's this other joke, and the joke would play out. And then it's a completely different show by episode 3. And I don't know. I think I liked the beginning better, personally.
No, I definitely liked the end better, or like episode 3 better, because it is like there's a story now instead of like, go get this guy you don't like.
Yeah.
that he's just hot. Oh, I remember why I hated it. Because I was so mad at her still for swallowing the mermaid scale.
Yeah.
I hated her. She made me hate her so violently in that moment.
So you both hate the, like, the jokes at her expense, and you
hate her.
Like, you want things to be at her expense because you hate her.
Well, I just want her to realize that she's a dumbass. That's like, who does that? Who's like, I found this random thing in this ghost's bag. Let me put it in my mouth. And he's like, don't you eat that. And she's like, bitch, I already did. And then he's like, you're going to have a curse. And she's like, whatever, bye. And I'm like, girl, I need you to get your life together. And then she's shocked when she turns into a fish. And she's like, oh no, I didn't mean for this to happen. He's like, yeah, dummy, I told you. And I was like, yeah. And he even, like, she's like crying. She's like, I don't want to be a fish. I know that mermaid's going to come back for me. And he's like, you can't cry. You did this to yourself. I was like, get her. Get her, Hanako. I don't want to hear her shit anymore. So she got off easy because he just swallows the other half and is helping her, which is bullshit.
I mean, I think the problem with that.
Let her be a slave.
Oof. The problem with that, like, the twist from, it's really like handling the line between comedy and drama, right? Where it's like, she is just fed up with him not being helpful. And then is like, oh, you have a thing that's going to help? I'm just going to swallow it. And it's funny that she does it without thinking of the consequences. But then it's like, oh, is there actually a dramatic consequence to this thing that felt like it was just a gag? And I guess
he said curse.
Yeah. So I guess it doesn't really navigate the boundary between comedy and drama very well, because it's like you get engaged with it as a comedy and then it's like, surprise, it was drama. And it's like, well, no, that's not. You just change the rules midway.
Yeah. Surprise. I'm really good with a knife and can defeat a millennia old demon.
Yeah.
Ugh, or ghost or whatever that crazy looking mermaid was.
So I'm definitely going to keep watching, and I am, hesitant, and
I'll watch one more. And if it's not good, I'm out of here.
I'm expecting it to not really navigate the boundary between comedy and drama very well, but I am still endeared to the cuteness. I think I just really like the art style. I just really dig
the art's cool,
and that's enough for me to keep going unless it gets like extremely dull or like very not funny.
Yeah. I want to give it a chance to turn things around and get spooky or adventure-y or something. And if it doesn't, then I'm just going to drop it and run away off into the night. But, like, it has potential to be good. Just the first three episodes do not sell you.
Yeah.
Or they don't sell me. And that's all that matters, truly.
I'm intrigued to see, like, the three main characters, like, become more of a, like, team and a friend unit.
Yeah. That I liked. I like the power of friendship.
Oh, boy.
And that's kind of that. I thought they were hinting at that when he was like, oh, anyone will do as long as they return your feelings. And she's like, no. And then he's like, yeah, but it doesn't have to be romantic. It's just like a bond. Doesn't that make you happier? And she's like, yeah, okay. And I was like, cool, power of friendship. That's my shit.
Hmm.
But yeah, maybe I thought they were going to explore, like, if we weren't going to get spooky, we were going to explore that you don't need romantic relationships to feel whole or something.
I am not getting that vibe in the series. I am.
Not anymore. But when he said that, you know,
the guy who, like, I got so many red flags from Anaku. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he's a fucking ghost.
He's a pervy ghost. And again, it's not in what he says. It's not even when he pulls up the pervy magazines. It's just his eyeballs. He got the pervy eyes.
It's him living in the girl's bathroom.
Yeah.
That's what's
great. Yeah, it's from the inception.
Okay, I did laugh out loud, though, when he's, like, showing her all the items he has, and he holds out this doll. And then she's like, what's powerful about her? What makes it special? He's like, it's a little sexy. And then she throws it out the window. I was like, this is good. Quality content.
So.
But that was it.
I don't know. I think I've come back around to being like, I enjoy the show for what it is. I am definitely going to keep watching. I suspect it will end in a place where I'm like, this was cute. It's really not for everyone. Most people will find it very off-putting for various reasons, but I enjoyed it. That's my prediction now.
Yeah, I enjoyed parts of it. I like where it's going right now. I'll have to watch more to like have an actual opinion, I guess.
But we're not going to cover it in any official capacity.
No, I don't want to commit to watching more.
I think we'll probably, I don't know, we're still figuring out the format for this podcast, but I'm thinking we'll probably have something at the end of the season where we like check in on like, okay, aside from the ones that we committed.
If we changed our mind.
Aside from the ones that we committed to review, like, did we finish any other series and what did you think in general? You know, like not a full review.
Yeah, because I might watch more Aizoken and be like, wow, this is great, actually, my bad. Or I might watch more Hanako-kun and say, this was the worst I've ever seen. Or it could be good, but I don't know. They got to turn it around. And if I see one more fake padded bra joke, I'm going to scream. That was horrible.
Yeah.
I hated it. It was so awkward. And I get secondhand embarrassment pretty hard. So that moment, just, I wanted to die.
That's fitting for a spooky show.
Shut up.
Okay, I think we've gotten all we can out of this show. So I think we should kill it. We should let it die in the girl's bathroom.
What would you say? We're gonna weeb it behind. I hate this. Somebody come up with a better pun.
Weeb me behind.
Yeah, I'm we.
Let's end this. Let's put us okay, out of our misery.
I'm weaving it. It's not good unless you like moe shit with ghosts. Then it's great. So that's it. Done. Podcast over.
I don't like being character. I like it, but I don't want to admit that I like moe. I don't like moe. But I said the reason I liked it is because it's cute. So shit, do I like moe?
All right. So Jeff is a moe stan, and I hate him. And anyways, thanks for listening to our Garbage Fest, where we talk about anime that's currently airing.
Well, baby.
We're baby. Please review us on, I guess, Apple Podcasts.
Yes, Apple Podcasts and wherever else you listen to this podcast.
Yeah. And if you have comments or suggestions, you can email it to us at loveitorweebit@gmail.com or tweet it at us at loveitorweebit on Twitter. And if your words are hurtful, please be nice. Don't be hurtful. We're baby.
Yeah, and let us know what you want us to cover for the audience pick. I'm sure there are anime this season that we did not, we're not on our radar. I guess we should mention what the future slate episodes is. So we are covering A3 next episode, which,
oh boy,
has an unfortunate production story going on. Anyway, for the format of our podcast, we need 3 episodes out, and there are exactly 3 episodes, and who knows if there's going to be more, but there's 3 episodes, so I guess we're still covering it. And then we're going to do Smiling the Forest Spirit, then Bofuri, then Smiling on the Runway, Plunder, ID Invaded, and Beastars. So if you want us to cover something that's not one of those, let us know. Also, since we haven't really mentioned it, and I think we did allude in previous episodes to the show coming out weekly, we should probably explain now that, like, I hoped to launch a show before I went to Japan and did not do that. So we're way behind, and we are thinking we're going to be releasing episodes bi-weekly until we're caught up. So yeah, that might be happening as you listen to this. By the time you found this episode and are listening to it, you probably know if episodes came out weekly or bi-weekly or not. So I'm just confusing things.
If they don't, it's Jeff's fault and I'm perfect and I've never done anything wrong. Okay. So, except he's making me watch A3. So no more podcasts are going to come out because I'm going to murder him.
A3 is supposed to be good. It looks cute.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought about Hanako-kun, and here we are.
So you can find me on Twitter at JeffAndLeeJeff. And Annie, what's your handle?
JulieAnnie8.
Wow.
It's the number 8
at
the end.
If only you had a better handle.
Listen, this is my brand. Okay, next week we're watching A3. Sorry in advance.
I am not sorry in advance. I'm saying you're welcome in advance because it's going to be good. It's going to have some cute boys. They're going to be like acting or something. And It's going to be like, oh man, they're struggling just like real people. Just like me. Pretty boys suffer too.
I hate you. I hate you more with each passing day.
Bye.
Bye.
And as we always say, I've seen the future and it's anime shaped. Okay.
I'm recording. Wow.
Talk louder.
I'm recording. Wow.
Okay. It still sounds kind of like you whisper, but.
What? I'm not whispering.
I've never whispered.
I've never whispered in my whole life. Welcome to.
Oh no! Oh my god! I hate this. I hate this so much.
ASMR.
No.
Today we're gonna be listening to the sound of a bag of Skittles. Doesn't that sound delicious? What are you crinkling?
I have the resealable Oreo package.
I hate us anyways.
I hate us too.
I'm gonna do it. Okay. All right. Fuck. Okay. Let me try again.
This is gold. I'm not cutting any of this.
This is A+. Okay. No, please. Okay. Hello.
No. Fuck. You've already messed it up. One word in.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to.
Hello and this is Love It or Weeb It, where we let you know if we love an anime.
I think I missed the beginning. Sorry. What? Start over.
We're trying. Okay, Jeff, if you fuck this up for me one more time. Hello, and welcome to Love It or Weeb It, where we let you know if we love an anime enough to recommend it to everyone, or if it's just for the worst of the weebs. I'm Annie, and I hate Jeff.
I'm Jeff, and I hate Jeff, too.
I, Jeff.
No, do the real one. Do the one I wrote down.
What are we doing?
What do you think about Hunter x Hunter?
All right. I love Hunter x Hunter. Also, do you notice how we don't say the T?
Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter. We don't say Hunter x Hunter.
Bye.
Bye.
And as we always say, hold on, I'm not juggling the different tabs very well. Wait, no.
Bye. Okay. And as we always say, I hate Jeff.
I need to order Burger King.
Okay, bye.
wait, is Burger King still available? Where'd Burger King go?
Is this done? Can we stop recording so you can order your Burger King?
Burger King left DoorDash.
You can straight up just walk there. It's like 4 blocks.
It's not 4 blocks. It's like 10.
Oh, I guess it is like 10, but it's open till like midnight. Did you stop recording?
No.
Okay, well, you're cutting all of this. So this is your fault.
Annie killed my Burger King.
Good night.